And this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A gunman killed three people, including two police officers in Liège, Belgium, before being fatally shot by police. Belgium Prime Minister Charles Michel called the shooting a serious incident, adding that he was rushing to the crisis center to get more information. Michel added that he extended support to the victims and to the families of the victims. Prosecutors have said they are treating the attack as a terrorist incident. Israel's military said militants in the Gaza Strip fired 25 mortar shells Tuesday toward several sites in southern Israel. There is no reported injuries. Tensions along the border have been high for 2 months. Protesters have rallied against a blockade of Gaza that has been in place for more than a decade, as well as the relocation of the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israeli forces have killed at least 115 Palestinians during the protests, drawing criticism for their use of force. Israel has blamed the militant group Hamas for provoking violence and says it has acted to protect the border. Afghan special forces, backed by U.S. partners, are being accused of killing 9 civilians and injuring 8 others in eastern Nangarhar province, apparently mistaking them for Islamic State militants. Government spokesman said a local police commander and 2 of his armed guards were among those killed. He added that an investigation was launched to determine what prompted the Afghan special forces to undertake the Monday night operation in the area without coordinating it with provincial security institutions. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted on Tuesday that Kim Jong-chol, the vice chairman of North Korea, was heading towards New York. He called it a solid response to his letter. Meanwhile, President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe confirmed they would meet before an expected U.S.-North Korea summit, and Reuters' Grace Lee has that story.
Japan's leader Shinzo Abe wants to make sure Trump doesn't take a deal where North Korea would give up ballistic missiles that can hit the U.S., but keeps weapons that still threaten Japan. He also wants Trump to mention Japanese citizens kidnapped by the North years ago. Those hopes were first dashed last week when Trump said he was pulling out of the talks, but analysts say Washington's still trying to figure out if North Korea's willing to abandon its nuclear weapons before pushing forward with a historic summit just 2 weeks away.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. Police in Somalia's breakaway Somaliland region arrested more than 40 protesters and 2 journalists at a demonstration in a town whose ownership is disputed by neighboring regions. According to residents, protesters marched through the town of Lasanad on Monday, shouting in support of rejoining the federal government based in Mogadishu. The fighting appeared to be a resumption of more than 10 years of periodic conflict between Puntland and Somaliland over the disputed region of Sul. The United Nations Human Rights Office called on Saudi Arabia Tuesday to provide information about women's rights activists and other activists being held in custody. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
UN Human Rights Spokeswoman Liz Throssell called on Saudi Arabia to ensure those held retain their right to due process. Throssell also requested Saudi authorities provide information about Saudi Prince Nawaf Talal Rashid. He was reported missing since being deported from Kuwait on May 12th. Throssell requested it be made clear if he was arrested and on what grounds. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is leveling a new accusation at the special counsel's investigative team. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says Bob Mueller's investigators in the rigged Russia witch hunt will be meddling in the upcoming midterm elections, especially now that Republicans are taking the lead in polls. In another tweet, the president appeared to take guidance from advisors to heart, saying he needs to start focusing his energy on issues like North Korea, trade deals, and the economy, and not on the Russia probe. Though he did add investigators should be looking into former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.